So is the Saudi king snubbing President Obama? Our political panelists here, Rick Klein, ABC News political director, and Ron Fornay, National Journal columnist. Rick, a snub, or is this an inconvenient time for the king?
It's a snub. We know clearly from even what the White House is now admitting that the Gulf states wanted something very particular out of this. They wanted to get a formal understanding in writing that there would be military retaliation, the United States would join in case of any further tensions with Iran. They weren't going to get that. I think the Saudis are very clear in the message that they're sending here. So whatever the stated reasons are and the diplomatic niceties, they know exactly how this is received, and the impact's going to be the same, is that President Obama is not going to have his peer, heads of state, for the most part, joining him at the summit.
You know, Ron, I think this is one of the president's biggest nightmares of his presidency. If he can't get those Arab states, those Gulf states, on board with this plan, because that means it will ignite a nuclear arms race, possibly. And they all hate the fact that Iran is going to have billions of dollars in cash when they lift the sanctions.
No, he's on a razor's edge here. He's trying to build his legacy by having a deal that might avert war with Iran, but this could easily tip the other way, where the Saudis and their allies see that the United States is giving too much to Iran.